The town manager of Jackman is expected to learn his fate at an emergency selectmen's meeting tomorrow morning, following a revelation that he's a white separatist who's promoting the creation of a white homeland on social media. Town officials were apparently unaware of Tom Kaczynski's views until media outlets reported them on Friday. Now, this small western Maine town, which relies heavily on tourism, is facing a public backlash. And as Susan Sharon reports, many local residents want to make it clear that the only separation they want is from him.
He's compared Islam to barbarism, criticized feminists, railed on immigrants, and solicited contributions for the defense of New Albion, the utopian white community he wants to create. Reaction to his view of this new social order has been swift and fierce. On Facebook over the weekend, many called for his immediate firing. Others called for a boycott of Jackman until he is gone, and a few have defended his right to free speech. In the small town of Jackman, population 862, residents are also weighing in.
We hope that the selectmen will make the right decision in this matter.
Kimberly Danforth has lived in Jackman most of her life. Her father, Raymond Levesque, runs the popular Bishop store. Levesque declined to speak with reporters, but shared a copy of a letter he's written to Tom Kaczynski. In it, he writes that as French-Canadian descendants, his family members dropped the name Levesque's Market to try to combat discrimination common in the mid-1900s. Now, all these years later, Levesque says he welcomes all customers to his business. He's asking Kaczynski to part ways with the town. It's a sentiment shared by other residents.
Well, I'd like to see him go, obviously. I think a lot of people would.
Speaking at her grandmother's restaurant, Mama Bear's, Tara Ashy Roberts says she loves Jackman because of all there is to do in the outdoors, hunting, fishing, snowmobiling. But Kaczynski's offensive views, she says, have no place here.
He might have a few supporters, but I think the majority of the town are definitely against his racism.
The people that I've met in this town are nothing like that.
Vanessa Harnois is a member of the Passamaquoddy tribe who recently moved to Jackman and who works at a Passamaquoddy maple syrup business in town. She says residents have been nothing but welcoming and supportive of her. And like others, Harnois says she was shocked to learn of the town manager's divisive beliefs.
I hope the town just makes the best decision that they can, really.
Larry Mead says the best decision would be for Tom Kaczynski to leave. Mead, who does not live in Jackman, is president of the Maine Town, City, and County Government Association. He says Kaczynski's views are incompatible with the role and responsibilities of a municipal manager, who is supposed to promote public trust and confidence in local government.
I don't know any of the members of the Jackman Board of Selectmen, but it's my hope and my expectation that they will recognize that Mr. Kaczynski cannot continue to hold that office and that they will dismiss him.
Zach Hyden of the ACLU of Maine says the First Amendment doesn't protect speech that makes it impossible for someone like Kaczynski to do his job, whether it's supervising women or ensuring there's diversity in the workplace. But Hyden says whatever Kaczynski's fate, there's something else to consider going forward.
The town of Jackman and towns and cities across Maine should do more to affirmatively promote racial justice and not simply be contented that when somebody gets exposed as having neo-Nazi support, that they're fired. We should really strive to do a little better than that.
Reached by telephone, Kaczynski said he will be at the meeting Tuesday morning to answer selectmen's questions and reach an amicable decision on what's best for the town. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.